Last Minute Christmas Shopping by Made to Fly. If Daphne had visited the gift shop 2 short weeks earlier, it would have been more festive. Even now, the air was filled with the scent of pine, which must have been artificial. The vast majority of any pine needles that might have been in the shop were gone, along with everything else. The shelves were almost entirely empty. Daphne couldn't blame the shopkeeper. It was Christmas Eve. Everyone, who wasn't a tremendous idiot, had finished their Christmas shopping ages ago. Even the desperate last-minute shoppers had managed to beat her. Sensing that she was growing more upset, Susan placed a hand on her back. "It's okay, Daphne," she said calmly. "We'll find something." Daphne took a deep breath, determined not to have an emotional outburst in the middle of a store. The shop was entirely empty except for them and the owner, who was reading a book on Christmas recipes behind the counter.
"It's all my fault," Daphne said, keeping her voice low to avoid being overheard. It wasn't the first time she'd voiced her guilt over the situation, and she was impressed when her wife didn't roll her eyes.
"How could I forget about my own sister?"
"It happens," Susan said. "There are so many gifts to get every year. You're bound to accidentally skip someone from time to time. Even people you care about. Besides, you remembered before Christmas."
"But this isn't Denise from work, Susan. I forgot my little sister."
Susan sighed and seemed to think better of continuing to reassure her. "Look." She picked up a tiny rabbit figurine from the shelf. It was charmed so that the rabbit hopped in the snow every few seconds. "This is cute." Daphne scrunched up her nose.
"It's not very Astoria. She's never cared much for animals."
Susan nodded and put the figurine back down. They continued down the shelf until they reached the little porcelain buildings. These shelves had been mostly picked through too, and the more charming buildings had been claimed. The only ones left were 2 identical hospitals and a bank.
"I can't get someone who's sick a hospital for Christmas," Daphne said.
The bank seemed a bit distasteful, too, though she couldn't tell if that was just because she was frustrated with the situation or not.
"Ooh!"
Susan exclaimed, causing Daphne to jump.
"Look at this blanket! It's gorgeous!"
Daphne whirled around to where Susan was pointing. Someone had taken the blanket off the shelf and thrown it back down without bothering to fold it neatly. Susan picked it up, running her fingers over the soft fleece before passing it to Daphne. As soon as Daphne touched the blanket, her shoulders relaxed. A blanket may not have been her first choice for Astoria's Christmas present, but there was no denying that this was a lovely blanket, and it would be far better than showing up empty-handed.
"Astoria is always cold," Daphne said.
It was something she'd noticed since Astoria had begun getting sick.
"She might get a lot of use out of this."
"Definitely." Susan kissed her cheek. "I told you it would all work out." Daphne exhaled, her brain finally able to relax now that the situation seemed mostly resolved. She wrapped her wife in a tight hug, the blanket still gripped tightly in her hands.
"Thank you. What would I do without you?"
Susan laughed under her shoulder. "Pace the kitchen at home, freaking out with no present in sight." Daphne sighed.
"Right."
She pulled back and took Susan's hand instead.
"Come on, let's go pay for this and get back home."